I decided to write the book because for me the Gospels are extraordinarily radical. And the person of Jesus, I find in the Gospels, is an extremely attractive, extremely hard-hitting, and pulls no punches, and is very critical of what is happening in the society of his own time. I really don't see a lot of that translated into the image of Jesus that would be dominant in our own society, and I don't see it translated into what I would believe it should be a huge commitment by the church to social justice issues. So for me it was an attempt to open a dialogue or a discussion about who this person Jesus is. There are many different approaches to this person Jesus, ranging from the very spiritual, that Jesus is a spiritual teacher who gives us moral guidelines as to how we live our lives, and if we follow those guidelines, we will be rewarded with a place in heaven. For me, that the gospel is far richer than that and far more radical than that for me. So it was to present my own in understanding of who Jesus is. That understanding of Jesus, it seems to me, leads to radical change in our own lives and radical change in the society that we're living in.
And I guess that's kind of what you're aiming, like what you're hoping to achieve by highlighting these things.
I mean, the book was written from the perspective of working for 30 years with homeless young people, from a perspective that sees these young people on the margins and sees how little really society is concerned about them, and how little effort is made in our society to try and remedy the huge deficiencies that exist in their lives, in their families, in their communities. And I just see young people drifting into drugs, drifting into jail. And so I read the Gospels from that perspective. And for me, the Gospels are challenging what we are doing, or even more importantly, what we are failing to do for young people who are on the margins. And I see Jesus as somebody who, at the very essence of what he was doing, reaching out to those on the margins. And I just don't see that replicated very strongly in the attitudes or initiatives of the Catholic Church.
Talking about that, I mean, in the book you talk about finding God in the wilderness and searching for God. Can you tell me a bit about your own search for God through those boys and how that?
Yeah, I began working with homeless young people thinking, as a young naive priest, that I was coming to try and bring God to them. And after 30 years, all that has happened is they have revealed God to me. I have learned far more about God from the young people that I have been working with than I ever did from any textbook theology. They have opened my eyes to the Gospels. I remember after a few years in this work, reading the New Testament, and passages in that would jump out at me. And I would say to myself, my God, did I ever read this passage before? Because it took on a whole new meaning and a whole new importance in the context of the work that I was doing. And I think its relevance to that work became very, very obvious to me, which before I got involved in this work, that relevance wasn't obvious. So the context very much for the book is the work that I'm doing, how the young people I am working with have radically changed me, have radically challenged me, challenged my prejudices, and revealed God to me. And I think the book is trying to express that and express it based on the Gospels.
And finally, I just wanted to know if you have any idea how your book can translate into everyday life for everyday people.
For me, one of the great themes of the book is that Jesus came not to give us moral teaching, not to get us to believe in Jesus as the Son of God, important as those two issues are, but Jesus came to create a community that would reflect the community of God in heaven. In other words, a community that welcomes everyone, that respects everyone, values everyone, a community in which there are no second-class citizens, no one is pushed to the margins. It's to build that community that Jesus came. And the Christian churches are the expression of that community, a hopelessly inadequate expression, I'd have to say, a very sinful expression, but nevertheless, the Christian communities are meant to be the expression of that kingdom of God. And those who join the Christian communities have got to be prepared to put themselves and everything they have and everything they are at the service of that community. So for me, becoming a Christian is a very radical choice. And as Jesus himself says, if you're going to build a tower, you'd better sit down and work out whether you can complete it or not. I think that's the challenge. If you're going to become a Christian, you'd better sit down and work out whether you can really engage in this venture or not. This venture is to build on earth the kingdom of God. And that kingdom of God is a kingdom of radical equality. There is no division between rich and poor. It's a kingdom of a radical egalitarianism, where everybody is equal. And it's a kingdom where those who are in leadership are there to serve and not to dominate.